Now, it was in October last year that this show spoke to Sunday Times journalist Aaron Hyman about the arrest of members of a notorious syndicate known as the Black Axe Gang. Interpol had swooped on the suspects. They're believed to be behind the lucrative romance scams, as they're called. And they were facing charges of fraud and money laundering, as well as identity theft. Aaron told us at the time that the syndicate has its roots in Nigeria. It's reported to have racked up some 100 million rand in cash con from at least 100 victims. There have been some new developments in this case because Interpol has recently announced the arrests of other suspects also on South African soil, this time not members associated with the Black Axe Group, but with their rivals, the so-called Airlords. To tell us more, we welcome back Aaron Hyman, investigative journalist for Times Live. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on, Pippa, and good morning to your listeners.
For the sake of those like me who didn't hear that initial conversation last time round, Aaron, can you just set the context for us, take us back to what happened last October, remind us who the Black Axe are, and then we'll talk about the latest developments.
Yeah, sure. So the Black Axe essentially is a Nigerian organized crime outfit responsible for a vast majority of the global what we call business email compromise fraud and romance scamming. So these are individuals being caught up in sort of online romance scams, and you know it's in many cases vulnerable and elderly women and men. And when I say vulnerable, yeah, I mean people who aren't necessarily that equipped with the modern safety protocols that you have to take when traversing the internet and dating sites and so on, and then BEC fraud being businesses getting caught up in fraud. And we're talking about massive amounts here, but I'll get to that later.
Okay.
Basically, the Black Axe started as a fraternity in universities in Nigeria, in Benin State University, to be more specific. And they have, over the years, created a presence and a foothold in South Africa. It's a very important place for them. And then last year in October, after what I'm told was years of intensive investigations and an indictment being brought by the U.S. Justice Department, there were several raids in Cape Town, and the leadership of the Black Axe's Cape Town zone. So the Black Axe splits the world up into zones. Their Cape Town zone, six of their alleged leaders were arrested in those raids in October last year.
Okay.
And they were arrested for crimes, fraud crimes, cyber crime, allegedly committed in the U.S. However, it's very likely, and we've seen individuals in South Africa who have been arrested, and some of them who've been successfully prosecuted, who we know are part of the Black Axe, and who have scammed South Africans. And I think there are many, many South African victims. The target, or the in this case, they're not looking at the South African cases. I think all of these people that have been arrested since October last year, just about, are up for extradition to the U.S.
Okay, so that's what happened last year. Now take us fast forward to 2022. I believe two Nigerian nationals arrested in Pretoria in this latest development.
Yes, so what's interesting, so Interpol obviously yesterday was, did these raids yesterday morning, and in Pretoria, in Sunnyside, and these raids follow intensive investigations over years, and we are talking about actually a bit of a larger operation, but I won't get into that now, because then I'll be scooping my Sunday story. But there's it's basically looking at they were looking at how victims were being scammed from around the world. And then you can imagine, you know, if you are doing any sort of activity on the internet, if you're communicating with people, your computer has a unique ID, your cell phone has a unique ID called the, IP addresses and so on. And you know, they were able to trace these individuals to South Africa and make the arrests yesterday, and I'm sure they'll be charged with fraud, you know, on fraud charges. Okay. And what I think is interesting about yesterday's arrests, it's the first mention that I know of, and very definitely in South Africa, so we know one alleged Black Axe member was arrested.
Yep.
But it's the first time that an arrest has happened for and where the authorities have said that this person is allegedly linked to the Airlords, which is another what they call confraternity, mm-hmm. also originating from a university in Nigeria. It's a brotherhood, it's a fraternity. These fraternities, you can imagine it's like an American sort of university. Yeah. Fraternity. It started out as that, as a way to give students political representation and a political voice and brotherhood after the sort of decolonization period. And then it unfortunately turned into quite vicious organized crime.
Yeah.
Rackets.
So, Aaron, in all of this, is there any justice for the victims? I mean, as you say, these are some of the most vulnerable victims who've been conned out of large sums of money that with devastating consequences for their personal life. Has there been any effort or success in reclaiming money lost, or is it long gone, never to be seen again?
Yeah, I think in the U.S. there are obviously efforts to do that. I mean, in the U.S., you know, they've stolen hundreds of millions of actually, there's a report by the FBI called the IEC3 cybercrime report. I think it's actually IC3, and they estimated in 2019, I believe it was, that that cybercrime cost the U.S. economy $4 billion.
Sure.
And that half of that $4 billion was attributed to romance scamming and BEC scamming. So you can imagine, these are individuals and businesses, $2 billion worth in the U.S. Now, we don't know what the extent of the victims in South Africa, the number of victims in South Africa, and how much has been taken from them. But I've done a bit of research on this, and a lot of victims have come forward, South African victims, and have told me, look, I'm, you know, these people have got me. People have told me how they gave their pensions away, how they gave their families money away. Talking about people who really don't have a lot, you know, people who are vulnerable, they might have lost a spouse, or they, you know, they were divorced, but they in their 50s, 60s, 70s, trying to find romance online, and then they get taken for everything. And it's not just the monetary trauma. It's not just the financial trauma. These people are taken on a serious psychological.
Yeah.
Horror roller coaster. It is incredible when you speak with these victims, what they're going through. The manipulation. So these syndicates have a script that they give their individuals, and the script is carefully crafted. They even hire sort of linguists to wow. write out the script. It's carefully crafted, it's perfected, and it works like a charm. And they have many, many victims. So in South Africa, I'm afraid to say, there really has been very, very little justice for victims. There have been a few BEC cases in which businesses actually got justice, but there's going to have to be a lot more action from the government. And I think it does have to be a priority for the government, because the South African economy is reeling from cybercrime.
Aaron, it's a fascinating story. Thank you for the insight, as appalling as it is to hear what's going on. You mentioned your article this weekend. Can listeners look for that in the Sunday Times on Sunday?
Yes, hopefully we get the article done by then, and it makes the paper. But there will be follow-up articles on the Airlords, on this whole topic, and a little bit of the Black Axe Airlords rivalry. I'll try my best to get that article to the viewers and the listeners in a timely manner.
Thank you so much, Aaron Hyman. Appreciate the need not to scoop yourself too much, but we do really appreciate your input this morning on the subject. Aaron is an investigative journalist for the Times Live Group.